Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and it will be a busy meeting with several agenda items to cover, and that includes a proclamation honoring the Child Abuse Services Team for its 21 years of service. The Board will also hear the annual report from the County Convention and Visitors Bureau and approve school district resolutions that move school board elections to even-numbered years to better coordinate with general elections. In closed session, the Board will consider the performance of newly hired public defender David Marcus, who has come under fire from attorneys in the public defender's office and local criminal attorneys as well. He is also the subject of an ongoing lawsuit filed by local attorney Patrick Griego. The Board will hear a presentation from researchers at Humboldt State University about how the city of Eureka and the community of Shelter Cove can develop their own fishing community sustainability plans as a way to prepare for impacts to the ports and the industry in the coming years. The Board will also receive a staff report on the county's commercial cannabis land use ordinance and consider a slew of regulatory objectives, including regulations for such things as generator use, new cultivation areas, soil movement and grading, and the odor and other impacts of outdoor grows. In addition to crafting cultivation regulations, it will take a 4/5 vote from the Board to authorize a contract between the county and Ascent Environmental, a firm that will prepare the environmental impact report for the county, and that will include the transfer of $89,000 for that project to be completed. The Board will send a modified letter in support of federal investment in Medicaid. There are some 50,000 residents in Humboldt County who get services through Medicaid, and any federal attempts to limit that coverage or turn them into block grants would increase the financial risk for counties. And a 4/5 vote will be needed to allow the county corrections facility to participate in a 90-day pilot program with jail education systems and provide computer tablets to inmates so that they can use the educational programs offered. The total cost for the pilot program would be just over $12,000, and if adopted permanently, would cost the county about $108,000 per year. Jordan Christmas has news from the Sheriff's Office.
With the help of funding from Measure Z, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office was able to promote several members and fill in new positions. The Sheriff's Office announced the hiring of 6 new correctional deputies, Darth Barton, Anthony Crocker, Ashley Fells, Brittany Grout, Truman Lamb, and Jamie Llewellyn. Carl Norton and Bradford Anderson were also hired as deputies. Jason Benge, Andre Hale, Jennifer Turner, Natalie McCall, Chelsea Camilli, and Samantha Sintage received promotions as well.
Thank you, Jordan. And the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has released a surveillance photo asking for the public's help in identifying a woman who stole a purse from a residence on Myrtle Avenue in Eureka last Monday. The victim's credit card was used by the suspect at a Blue Lake gas station where the photo was taken, and the photo has been posted to the county website. Anyone with information or who can identify the suspect is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Officially, they are known as public safety telecommunicators, but in the course of normal daily events, we call them dispatchers. They are the men and women who pick up the phone when someone calls 911, and this week is dedicated in their honor as National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. Michelle Reyna Sanchez, the supervisor of dispatchers and records at the Eureka Police Department, sat down for Talk Shop last week to talk about the job. It's a nearly anonymous job. We communicate only with a voice. And Reyna Sanchez said that it could be hard for someone who is in a stressful or emergency situation to know that dispatchers follow a strict protocol.
A lot of times when people call in, they're not having the best day of their life. They're going through a very traumatic time or a very frustrating time. And we have a lot of questions that we ask. We have a set of primary questions and secondary questions. And I think a lot of times people just want an officer or a firefighter there now, not understanding that, you know, we have to prioritize.
Reyna Sanchez said that dispatchers have to be calm, cool, and collected.
So it's somebody that has to be able to deal with stress. Somebody who can multitask. Because we can only communicate with our voices, it has to be somebody with good interpersonal skills, good communication skills. It has to be somebody who has a lot of self-discipline, somebody who wants to grow and learn because our profession changes so often.
You can listen to Michelle Reyna Sanchez talk dispatching on TalkShop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.